Welcome back to the Monday Metrospective Review Show with Steve Cleave and Bronte Nieuwenberg. We're going to have a little chat away from Melton now, but till the next break, we're going to have a little chat about the punt-off that was on yesterday at Charlton. It was the Tom Hogan Charlton Cup Day punt-off in memory of the great Tom Hogan, which is a fantastic thing they're doing. He loved this system that they had on every year at Charlton, and I know he would be a very proud person to have this now named after him. And it was a tricky one, Bronte. The first three, or the first four races, nobody had any collects. So race one was taken out by Hey Mickey, an $11 pop, which none of the tipsters had got onto. Then race number two, Hoot and Holler, took it out for Sam Barker and Jack Law at $15. Race three, Colby Art for the McNultys and James Herbertson at $4.20, but nobody jumped on it. And then Maxi Wants to Play for Aaron Dunn and Ryan Backhouse at $6.50. So it was a tough old start, but finally the HRV hero had a little bet on Kai Valley Hotspur to be the first ones on the board.
You know what? I was actually... so Dad and I did this thing because Dad and I were doing... the Salky app contribution to the punt off, and I came up with the top four, but purely based on stats before the market came out on Wednesday, as soon as the fields came out, essentially. And then on the morning of, Dad was the one that chose our bets based on the market, because with Salky app, we're trying to find the best value. And I had on race three, Colby Art on top, but the best value was Johnny Redcoat. So we had our money on Johnny Redcoat, and I think I was heartbroken at the end of that race. I just thought, oh, we would have started so strong that night. We didn't end up winning until the last race. But I found that it was just so hard to predict. Maxi Wants to Play improved. I mean, it's been going sensational as of late. But I feel like that could have been a career best performance of it, and a very confident drive from Ryan Backhouse, because Coco's Dream found the front and was going quite relaxed, and Maxi Wants to Play made the move and put the pressure on and was just too good in the end. And that was just a sensational performance from Maxi Wants to Play, and I don't think anyone expected it to be able to defeat the stablemates of Coco's Dream and Paradigm, and then Kai Valley Hotspur and the Trotters Cup. You know, not many people expected that one too, and going on to the end of the meeting, there was just so many good drives that were really, I think, cost a few people in the punt off, but they were great results for the club, and it was great to see the competition and the competitiveness right to the end of the punt off.
Yeah, no, it was certainly terrific. And Toby McKinnon, he's listening in. Hello, Toby. He just said the punt off started on race three. HRV Hero had an each way bet on the horse that placed. So that's how they got away. That's how they got an $85 return on that. Thank you, Toby. It's always great to know you're listening in and keeping us up to date with all the correct info. Toby, he doesn't miss a beat, I tell you that. But as we move up further throughout the day, I see the Charlton Club got a return, then taking the lead with $510 over the Menang mob at $264. And I think that was Kai Valley Heist race. Looking at race number six, it was Kai Valley Heist took that out for Brent Lilly and Tristan Larson. And then as the day progressed, then the bets started coming in. Sooty Hunt, he took the lead. He won $1,228 when Hulliver got up and won the Charlton Cup. Adam Cormack then joined in. He had a $771 win. Charlton Club was still at $510. And then a little bit later, the next one, it was Adam Cormack taking out the win. He, wow, what a return. $3,716. So obviously he's jumped on scheming at $7 the winner, I'm guessing. And yeah, he's had a fair crack, because he's had $3,716 beating the Charlton Club who had $1,460. So $2,246 win there for Adam Cormack. That's a massive return for the last race, and just blew everybody out of the water.
I suspect, I need to double check with this, but I think he may have had a Quinella going with Stag Party, who came second at huge odds in that race, because we were also Sulky Apple, also on scheming, and we definitely did not have a return at that level. So I suspect that Stag Party may have been part of that that final bet that got him over the line. I wouldn't even say it got him over the line. It smashed him through the line. That was a huge win.
It did, and that's correct. Toby has texted in that he backed his own horse there, Stag Party. So he got beaten in a half a neck, and it was $41. I wonder how much he would have collected had it have won. So what a terrific outcome that was. So I didn't actually see the odds for that one for the place, but it obviously paid very well because that was a terrific collect. But look, it's a great idea, and it's a great way to get involved, and it keeps you going for the whole day as well.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was fun to watch, and all the races were very exciting. I would say the last race, especially with the moves, Outback Queenie found the front, Madigan came and took the chair, and Nathan Jack wasn't going to hand up to anyone, and Jordan Leedham came around, tried to get the seat, put pressure on, and it really set the race up for Scheming, who was behind the leader. And oh, it was such an exciting way to end the night. But every race was the same. I'd say the race that was the most peaceful driven was Hell of a Win. It was Ever Find the Front, rated it perfectly, and was able to hold the front by 1.6 metres. But the rest of the meeting was full of very tactical and exciting drives. It was entertaining the whole meeting.
Yeah, and that's what you want. We like exciting racing, and we'll go through the two cups from Charlton a little bit later in the show. But that was the punt off there for Tom in memorial of Tom Hogan, one of our greatest punters and an absolute great bloke. So great to see it running there, and hopefully we can all get involved in that next year.